Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American Dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
I laid an effective strategy to mobilize true international depression.
Mark Reardon.
So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
This is the Mark Reardon Show.
All right, let's get going here for a post-holiday edition of the Mark Reardon Show on this Tuesday afternoon. It's a hot one in St. Louis. Hopefully, everybody survived the fireworks. We have a unique crew in the studio this afternoon. Sue is still out. Andrew is here. Hold up your fingers. You have all your fingers here from the fireworks. He has 10 fingers, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Killeen is also here to talk about something. You have 10 fingers from fireworks?
Hey, Mark.
He does. And we're going through a transition. It's another transition for 97.1 FM Talk because, as I pointed out last week, Andrew, you are going to shift back to the other side of the building. Correct me if I get any of this wrong, by the way, because there's been some producing changes. And Dave Klein is in the room with me this afternoon.
Hey, everybody.
Poor guy.
I'm
got,
back.
You got stuck with me again?
I've been trying to find this studio for the last 3.5 months. I don't know where you guys have been.
Yeah, well.
Finally this morning, he tracked us down and was like, okay, I'm back.
All yeah. right. Well, and you know, and I pointed this out. Look, I think this is a win-win, as they say, for everyone, because one of the reasons Dave didn't come with me originally is because he can't stand me and because he does the Cardinals games on KMOX, and that was something that you've done for years.
Yeah.
It blasts out to hundreds of radio stations, so it's relatively important. And at this point, I think even on some of the day games, you'll be hanging out over there, and we'll do some back and forth, but it's going to all be good. I'm very happy, and I hope Andrew's happy, and I thanked him last week for everything that he's done. So we're off and running, maybe in a new chapter, and again, Sue will be back tomorrow. Mr. Killeen is here from down the hall because I found, you know, I don't tend to follow the news as much as I do during the week. On weekends, I drop out, and the only thing I remember hearing, I think it was on Sunday, was my wife looked at Twitter and said, oh my God, there was a shooting at West County Mall, and those types of things tend to have impressions on people from throughout the region because typically malls aren't where there is a shooting. So, Kevin, what do we know about this at this point? I heard your report this morning. What do we know?
Well, they have a suspect who's charged with second-degree murder. One man was killed, and the suspect and the man who was killed traded shots inside a sporting goods store, Champ Sporting Goods. This was at West County Mall, corner of Manchester and 270.
Right.
You know, usually a place where you have a presumption of safety. You're not looking over your shoulder. So this got a lot of attention. The Major Case Squad just disbanded yesterday, having solved the case. But before they did, we talked to their spokesperson who said what led up to this is the big question mark. It was not a case where a sporting goods store, it had been other cases where they release a new shoe that's highly coveted and people fight over it. It wasn't a shoe, they don't think. They don't know if it was a woman or just a bad prior argument, but these two men got into a in-their-face verbal argument, and then the guns came out.
Not physical, though, at first, right? Before the guns came out, it was just shouting.
Yeah, they were arguing about something, what we don't know, but they traded shots in the sporting goods store, shell casings on the rug, and one person killed. The victim's name is 20-year-old Malachi Macklin, and then the shooter, alleged shooter, 21-year-old Jason Hill, he's charged with second-degree murder.
So, obviously, they know who did it, and there's been an arrest, but I don't know that you can have law enforcement weigh in here in an acceptable way to say, you know, to guide us through this. Because, look, people would expect to go to the mall and not have shootings. We've had some things that have been documented at the Galleria. West County Mall is a little different, and I don't know what the answers are here. I mean, the people who don't like violence are going to blame the guns, I think, typically in a situation like this. But we talk about this all the time, Kevin, and I think that people in these neighborhoods know this. These used to be, you know, in the past, you do a story like that 20 years ago, maybe these guys beat the living crap out of one another. They throw down and throw haymakers in the store. But clearly, he's 20 years old. He's walking into West County Mall with a gun.
Yeah, and the big question for us is, and I guess this isn't right to say it this way, but you'd like to think that if two people are going to shoot it out to the death in a public place, they had better have at least known each other beforehand. The police don't know if they just happened to get acquainted.
But that is a possibility,
have a disagreement.
Right? They may have known each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would guess that there was some past bad blood, but police can't go so far as to say that they may have just met that moment, and maybe there was some offense that escalated into an argument and a shooting.
All right. Kevin Killeen from Cam Wex, appreciate the update on that story. We'll see if we find out more. So Dave lives, Andrew, pretty close to where I live in the Fenton area, and I asked you earlier because a lot of fireworks. I heard Chief Jenkerson on earlier today, too, because the city went nuts. In our neck of the woods, so we have some common ground down the block from where I live in my subdivision. There's maybe 35 homes or something like that, big strip of common ground. I run my dog down there, and people have fun. And there were some folks from the neighborhood that on Saturday night, which would have been the 3rd, put on a pretty good display. And then Sunday night, the 4th, I was told there was going to be even a bigger display. And we didn't walk down the block. But all of a sudden, I started hearing things, obviously, in the house. And we were all kind of tired after the 4th. I go out into the middle of the street. And I'm telling you, man, these amateur fireworks displays, what happened to the whole there's no fireworks and everything costs more? Because I think I saw more this weekend than I've seen in a long time. But I asked my neighbor, I said, well, how much did you guys spend on this? He said $1,700, which seems improbable because I would have put this thing at like $5,000 at least. They had it all timed. You know, this wasn't just people going down and setting off some rockets and doing it one at a time. Everything was automatically timed and going off.
Oh, really?
That takes
a lot of effort.
So there's a subdivision. I live in an area called Bridalwood, but there's a subdivision, I think, closer to where you live called Williams Creek. And we can see from where we – if you're standing right in front of the common ground in my neighborhood, you can kind of see this area that's across – you know, where there's a bunch of trees. There's actually some trails, I think, that would take you back there. And it was almost like competing fireworks displays going on between these two neighborhoods. And they were big fireworks displays.
Yeah.
So I think that's people. And you know what I heard from my friend who I was texting today, the guy from down the block? He's like, oh, yeah, we're going to go bigger next year. It's always you got to go bigger and bigger and bigger.
I was driving home from Illinois on Sunday night, and I kept on getting distracted. My wife said, you're swerving. What's going on? I said, well, number one, I'm paying attention to the fireworks. Number two, I can't see the street in front of me because there's so much smoke.
Oh, the haze.
Oh, it's everywhere.
So that's good. Dave, you got the kids in the car too, and you're swerving all around. That's awesome.
Was not my intent.
Maybe we should, you know, along the way here as we get you reintroduced, we should mention some of these things that some of the 97.1 audience might not know about you, which is you have 3 kids, a set of twins, and then another son from a few years back there. What age is now, Dave?
The twins are now 5, and our little boy, Will, is 2. So 3 boys. It's like I always say it's like a constant fraternity house all the time. And it really is.
I'm so glad I have a girl. All right, Matthew McConaughey was wishing the nation a happy birthday this weekend. All right, all right, all right.
Happy birthday, America. Yes, indeed, as we celebrate our independence. Today, as we celebrate our birth as a nation, a day that kickstarted a revolution to gain our sovereignty. Let's admit that this last year's trip around the sun was also another head scratcher. But let's also remember that we are babies. You know, as a country, we are basically going through puberty in comparison to other countries' timelines. And we're going to go through growing pains. We are going through growing pains. This is not an excuse to say this. It's just a reality. And this is good because we got to keep learning. We got to keep maturing. We got to keep striving. We got to keep climbing. We got to keep building. And we got to make sure we maintain hope along the way as we continue to evolve. Why?
Building.
Because that's who we are. Why? Because the alternative sucks.
You know, he's getting some attention for that, I guess, because he is, you know, going to run for governor of Texas, which is interesting. Then you have the tweets from the weekend from Cori Bush. And this is kind of interesting and really shouldn't be surprising or shocking. Someone sent this to me on Sunday, the 4th of July, America's Independence. We celebrate the country's birthday. But Cori Bush, the squad member from here in St. Louis, says this on Twitter. When they say that the 4th of July is about American freedom, remember this. The freedom they're referring to is for white people. This land is stolen and people still aren't free. So obviously, you have a lot of reaction to that. Ted Cruz gets involved, going back and forth with her on Twitter. Here's a little discussion earlier on Fox about all this and the battle that went on over the weekend.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz, you may have heard, hit back at Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush. He says she attacked America's Independence Day on July 4th. Bush claimed on Twitter that the U.S. is, quote, stolen land, and that black Americans today in 2021 are not yet free. Cruz then tweeted back at her, quote, hateful, divisive lies. The left hates America.
I was listening to the Reardon Roundtable last night. I was driving back from mid-Missouri, went up to the hunting property that I'm very privileged to have some access to, my buddy Kevin Yeager up there and his brother Carlin. And as I'm heading back, I thought, you know what? I'm going to tune into the Mark Reardon Show. And Andrew put a best of together. It was the roundtable from Friday, so I was listening to that. One of the things that I said, we played the Senator McCaskill clip last week where she said, look, my new 4th of July tradition is I'm going to watch the video that the New York Times put together of what happened on January 6th. So my new 4th of July tradition was I looked at the score from a couple of years ago when Senator Hawley kicked Claire's ass in the Senate race. So I thought that was a fun thing to celebrate on the 4th of July. But look, the other thing I said, and unfortunately, I'm serious about this. I wish I was just joking. Obviously, there's some snark involved. Is I'm also going to point out all of the members of her party who hate this country, like Maxine Waters, like Cori Bush. So you can't, there's no defense of it at this point when you hear some of the nonsense that's coming out of Cori Bush's mouth. And then there's Maxine Waters, July 4th. And so the Declaration of Independence says all men are created equal. Equal to what? What men? Only white men? This goes on and on and on and on. And this is what you're hearing from folks on the left. Now, I've said this before, too. I get that there are some people like Marjorie Taylor Greene on the right that are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, okay? But there's a lot more on the left who hate this country and are more despicable in my mind. A little more discussion on Fox.
So these are lies. They're part of the whole idea of distorting our history. That's, again, a socialist plot to do that, to change and warp the intentions of our founders and our founding documents, which were to get us away from the tyranny from the British. And now they're trying to say, no, in 1619, this is also to, you know, sustain slavery. That was not why the Revolutionary War was fought. This is a complete distortion of history and something they're trying to do. But it's also about power. Remember, if you can convince black people in America today are free. Our country is not systemically racist. And what they're trying to do, people like Cori Bush, Maxine Waters, and others who are saying this, is to say, you are a victim. The American dream is dead. You can't achieve it. It's rigged against you because of your race. And therefore, if the American dream is dead, you need us. You need us. You need the Democrat Party and all the handouts and all the things that we're going to do for you. This is about dividing America for power.
How can it not be about, you know, not dividing? That's what they're doing. This is further pulling people apart. I'd like to think that there were a lot of African Americans across this city, across this state, across this region, across the country that celebrated the 4th of July, our nation's independence, and didn't hate the country and didn't support Cori Bush's tweet. Then there was this from the weekend. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about media coverage this afternoon and the double standards, and we see that all the time. I'm going to get into this a little bit in the 5 o'clock hour. Roger Ream is a guy who wrote a piece last week, which I thought was interesting, about the truth versus objectivity in American journalism. But you won't, you know, Fox has played this a couple of times. I'm going to play the audio. I'm not doing this to mock the president. I'm doing it because I think people need to kind of hear this and see what's going on. Now, maybe it's just Joe having a moment here, but he seemed to struggle more than just a little bit here.
With the most recent hack by the Russians, would you say that this means
we're not
that...
sure it's the Russians. I got a brief, and I'll be in better shape to talk to you about it.
Okay, now, right there, Dave, he was reading from the note card, right? When he said, I'll be in better shape to talk to you about it, then he realized he wasn't supposed to read that because that was basically the message from the staff, wasn't it?
Not good, yeah, not
no.
good. Mm-hmm.
So he struggling just a little bit. Confused. Looking for the notes. This goes on uncomfortably.
I'll tell you what they sent me.
All right.
The idea, first of all, we're not sure who it is for certain, number one. And what I did, I directed the full resources of the government to assist in a response.
I don't know what's going on with the cognitive ability of the president, but I would say that these types of things happen enough where, at the very least, a mainstream media organization like the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN should say, okay, maybe we should raise some questions about the cognitive ability of the president. Here's Bill Bennett on Fox talking about it.
At his age, when I'm occasionally missing something, but not as much. What was that Chris Berman, the football guy, say stumbling, bumbling, fumbling? At what point does the press acknowledge what the whole world can see? This is what the last point that was made. This is what's so embarrassing. And I was thinking of Margaret Thatcher. She said to our leaders, what's most important is not to go wobbly. Don't go wobbly, she said. You want a definition of wobbly? You just saw it in that videotape. It encourages our enemies and it discourages our friends.
I would hope that this is not going to be something that continues, but the pattern has been there since, you know, the election. And I think what scares the hell out of everyone else is that, ooh, if Joe doesn't make it here, if something happens, well, then it's Vice President Harris that takes over. And that would be frightening. Andrew, one thing I realized, you know, we were talking on the roundtable. Lamping was making the case the other day on Friday, former Senator Lamping, about these challenges that are going on in these other states, you know, when it comes to the election results from last year. And he said, because my comment was that there's no constitutional path to remove a president and put in the former president. And John agreed with that. But remember what he said? He said that the path is, if, and this is kooky nutty, I don't think it's going to happen, but this should scare people too. Dave, do you know what the path is?
I don't.
Okay. It would be Nancy Pelosi. So let's say in some crazy, mm-hmm. outlandish QAnon world that Arizona is thrown out and who knows? It's not going to happen. I'm just saying for argument's sake. If that does happen, you're not getting Trump back, okay? You're getting Nancy Pelosi in the White House. So that should scare the hell out of a lot of people, I think, just saying that as we move on here on a Tuesday afternoon. All right, hang in there. We have Illinois Congressman Roddy Davis coming up. We've got a bunch of really good stuff on critical race theory. Even Joe Scarborough at MSNBC has admitted that this is probably a problem for the left. Also, Frank Cusimano this afternoon, and Sue's News will be done by... Who's doing Sue's News this afternoon?
Wow.
Andrew's doing it. All right, Sue's out. She's back tomorrow.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back. Tuesday afternoon. Doing a little transition on the show where Andrew's been with me now for 4 months. He was with DGS for a long time. He's going to move back to the other side, and Dave Klein is back with me this afternoon. You sent me a great story. Do not let me forget to do the story about Andrew Cuomo's daughter.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness. Have you seen this one?
I haven't.
Okay. You got to see that. That's one of the gem story. No, don't do it.
Okay. Save
just
for
wait.
Save
we'll
for
wait. We'll do it. And then I have a really, because you're going to do Sue's News, I have a really cool story.
Yes,
this one I want to share just because I think it's important. Great story in the Wall Street Journal about this kid who last year started buying gaming systems and things like that he knew would be in high demand, and he was flipping them.
Scalpers, it's a huge problem.
His revenue was $1.7 million. Now,
in a year?
Yeah.
Oh,
now,
my God.
But that's his revenue. So he cleared $110,000 profit. So his profit was $110,000. So he used all of this ability. I'm going to explain the story, what he did, but it's pretty good.
Smart
entrepreneurial
kid.
Story. Exactly. Very, very
smart.
Well,
I mean,
I know what you're going to say. Say it, because this is featured in the story.
Well,
is he taking advantage of?
Yeah, it's a bit scummy. I mean, you know, it's a bit scummy. Whenever the whole thing, it's become a real cottage industry. This is not the only kid that's doing this. It's a massive cottage industry right now of people that are taking advantage of the moment, taking advantage of the scarcity, and they are using
capitalism,
oftentimes.
Andrew, it's capitalism.
Well, but they're using like computer systems that like, you know, maybe you or I don't have access to, and then we can't get the thing that the shoes or the video games or the whatever it is that we want or our children want or our families want because the you know you don't want to pay an extra $600 for it because the person that got to it first is
that is addressed in the story. And I think his operation, even though the revenue number is pretty high, was on not that sophisticated scale, but I understand that point, and they do bring it up in the story because he got a lot of messages from people saying, look, dude, you know, this is a $500 Xbox and you want $1,200 for it.
And
right?
that's the thing too, is that imagine the larger operations. I mean, he was working with a what'd you say, like $1.7 million scale? And that's on maybe even the lower end of what some of these people are doing. I mean,
sure. It's happening, there's no doubt. We'll get into it here. We'll have that story right after 4 o'clock. Illinois Congressman Ronnie Davis is with me this afternoon. Do you have a nice 4th of July? You're a member of Congress that does still love this country, right?
Absolutely. I love this country. And, you know, I like the story you were just talking about. I mean, everybody's mad when it's not their kid. If it was my kid, he was buying dinner tabs, I'd be ecstatic.
Well, it is a great entrepreneurial story. Andrew's, you know, side of that story with the complaints is valid because they do address it in the piece. But I bring up our members of Congress because I just highlighted this. Cori Bush, who is the newest member from our delegation in this region, does not like this country very much. Have you noticed that, Rodney?
You know, it's disappointing to see that Corey said that. I've gotten to know Corey through orientation and through serving a few months in Congress. I frankly don't understand and frankly don't believe that she believes everything she says. I think she just plays to the progressive left.
Well, you have to kind of wonder that about someone who tweets stuff like, look, she's looking for attention. She's getting the attention. She's vaulted herself to, you know, the front of media coverage pretty successfully, hasn't she?
She has. And frankly, I don't know anybody who decides to run for Congress, in her case, multiple times, to get elected, to govern this great nation, and then say you hate the country that pays your paycheck.
Right. Yeah, that makes no sense to me, but she's going to
That's why I think you're right. I think it's attention-grabbing, Mark. I don't think it's anything more than that. And you'll have to ask her. I hope she comes on your show.
We will try to arrange that. Dave, do you think she's going to come on this show?
I have my doubts, but who knows?
Maybe we should invite her. I think maybe that's something we should do.
Crazier,
you know, I told this
happened.
Story, Ronnie. I decided maybe this is a bad decision. So when she won the election, I had not met her. Kind of caught me off guard. Maybe I should have been better dialed into that. I had a good relationship with Congressman Clay. I liked him. He came on the show. Yep. We disagreed respectfully. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to give Cori Bush a chance and just text and say, hey, do you want to sit down and maybe have lunch and get to know each other that way? I never followed up on that because I started seeing some of the lunacy. And I thought, how can you even have a conversation with someone like that?
Yeah, it's disappointing that Lacey lost. I thought the world and still think the world of Lacey Clay. We worked on a lot of issues together. He was just a good guy and a good friend. And we disagreed, like you did, on a lot of issues with it. But in the end, you knew you could trust him, and you knew you could work with him. I would tell Corey, and frankly, when I see her next, I'll say, her and I ought to do a roundtable with you some Friday.
Well, I would give you an open invitation for that. If both of you wanted to come in at some point and talk about these issues from different perspectives in a respectful, civil way, I think that would be valuable.
She would probably talk less than Ted Nugent.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Nobody talks more than Uncle Ted. The more interesting segment might be Ted Nugent and Cori Bush. No disrespect, Congressman, but that one would light it up, I think, for sure.
You know, you just hurt my feelings, Mark, and that's what Chiefs fans do when they're trying to bully Raider fans.
Hey, did you hear Mahomes is moving his personal trainer from down in Texas to Kansas City? Just when things couldn't get worse for Raiders fans like you, Mahomes going to have his personal trainer right there in Kansas City. All right, the majority of people in this country, I saw a poll on this today, disapprove of this administration's handling of the border. The vice president finally went kind of sort of last week. You were at the border recently. This whole situation is not improving, though, is it, Congressman?
No, not at all, Mark. And as a matter of fact, what Vice President Harris did was go nowhere near the border. Yes, it's closer than Washington, D.C. It's closer than St. Louis. But it is not watching these migrant families come across the river, put on boats and rafts by drug cartels to distract the border officials. And they're coming in by the thousands on every single nightly shift, just in one location in McAllen, Texas. What she did was she succumbed to pressure to go to Texas. She talked about the border. She said it's getting better. It is not getting better. It's only going to get worse with the policies that they continue to put in place. I witnessed it. I saw it. And I'm telling you, it is worse than anything you can imagine.
Isn't it interesting, though, that even the polling without fair media coverage of that particular issue, the majority of the country still disapproves of the way they're handling this?
I can't understand. If you look at the difference in how President Trump and this administration is covered, oh, my Lord, could you imagine they would have called President Trump racist for ordering chocolate chip ice cream up in Michigan last week? I mean, it is just absolutely insane what they cover now versus what they covered then. And you can't argue with President Trump's success on the border.
I don't think you can at all. Now, on that issue of coverage, I just brought this up in the last segment, and I didn't do it to mock the president, but there was another soundbite from the weekend where Joe Biden, the president, was struggling quite a bit just putting some thoughts together. And is that of concern to people on Capitol Hill?
It's obviously a concern when you see segments like that, but I can tell you, I sat in the Oval Office on March 4th with him for about an hour and 15 minutes, and he spoke more than Vice President Harris, more than Secretary Buttigieg, and frankly, more than any of us in the room. And I didn't see those gaffes. So my time with him was actually a pleasurable conversation.
Have you been, Congressman Rodney Davis with me, have you been participating or paying attention, or you dialed in to the battle that's going on right now over critical race theory?
I mean, I see what's out there in the news. You know, obviously, it's something that is very concerning to parents. My kids are out of the high school and junior high and grade school arena. But when Loudoun County, not necessarily a hotbed of conservatism in Loudoun County, Virginia, when it becomes the epicenter of parents fighting back against what's being taught in their schools, you got to pay attention.
Yeah, it's interesting, and that was one of the reasons I brought it up. I have some great audio coming up here after we let you go this afternoon from Morning Joe, where even Joe Scarborough is raising some questions that you might be surprised that Joe Scarborough is raising. So what's left here this year realistically for the House moving into, you know, next year, which is an election year? What's we're not hearing about infrastructure very much. We're hearing a lot about crime. I don't think that's really the purview of the United States Congress, but what's going to happen in the House and in the Senate the rest of this year, Rodney? What's realistically the possibility?
Well, the Democrats aren't going to, they're not going to do anything about crime. Their ideas on fighting crime actually have exacerbated more criminal behavior. That's a problem that they don't want to address, and it's going to take a change in leadership to make that happen. But when you look ahead, Mark, the Senate is still working, a small group of senators still working on a bipartisan infrastructure package. If that becomes something that can be put to legislative text and not have people peel off, there's a possibility that could come to the House. I just don't think that will happen. So frankly, I think what's going to be left, and I hate to say this because I sound like a pessimist, I think they're going to run a reconciliation bill that will be titled infrastructure. It'll be about 6 or 7% what we would consider infrastructure. The rest will be raising taxes, getting rid of the Trump tax cuts, and also making sure they pass the new Green Deal priorities. And it will cost the taxpayers and future generations upwards of $6 trillion.
I hope you're wrong about that, but something tells me you're not.
Me too.
Yeah, Illinois Congressman Rodney Davis, great to have you on. Hope you enjoyed the holiday weekend. We'll talk soon.
Go Raiders, Chiefs up.
He's got to get it in. He's got to get it in. You know, on the topic of crime, did you guys see the video from the Neiman Marcus in San Francisco?
No.
This was not unlike, so in San Francisco, we had that feature from a couple of, well, not feature, but we had the incident from a couple of weeks ago where the guy just drives the bike in, rides the bike into the store.
Loads it up.
The Walgreens or the CVS, loads it up, takes off, can't do anything about it. So now you have some of this, you know, the brazen nature of these crimes. You had 10 people at least. They were loading up designer bags from Neiman Marcus in San Francisco, and they just walk out of the place. You could see the video where people are just leaving Neiman Marcus with bags of stuff, and nobody really seems to care. It's just unbelievable. That's where we are right now with crime in this country. The other thing that happened, I mean, that's one aspect that's not necessarily violent, but in Chicago, did you hear the figure for this weekend? Not just Chicago, nationwide, 230 people were shot.
Just
dead.
In Chicago.
No. This was just across the country. But still, Chicago is going to be the majority of that. But the alderman, I brought it up because the alderman in Chicago said it's like a war zone. And it is, unfortunately, like a war zone in Chicago. We've had our own shootings, including many children shot this weekend here in St. Louis as well. It's 341, 97.1 FM Talk. I talked about the critical race theory stuff. When you hear even Joe Scarborough raise some interesting questions, maybe you won't be surprised. Maybe you will be. Coming up next, 97.1 FM Talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, pretty good discussion on Morning Joe, MSNBC this morning on critical race theory. And here's what's interesting, and I've pointed this out. You're going to hear this from Joe Scarborough, and I've been saying this for a long time now because it's true. You have many, many people. This is not a Republican issue. This is an everybody issue. If you don't like what's going on in schools or you don't like the social justice mission of universities or any of these things that are going on in corporate America, there's more to highlight there as well. So Scarborough starts this because this is important for perspective, because this is along the lines of what I've said before. I've said, look, when I have critical race theory guests, when I have them on, I always say, look, I have moderate Democrat friends here, many of whom are on the show. They don't like this, and maybe they're just as angry. So Scarborough talks about this morning in terms of his friends who have kids that go to private school, his liberal friends who go to private schools and say, look, and this has been going on for a few years. They're saying, look, Joe, you don't even know what's going on. You have no idea what's going on in the schools right now. And this is what he said.
I'm not sure why they whisper it or text it or email it to me. But liberal members of the mainstream media, Democrats that are huge contributors to the Democratic Party, and even people that like work for Democrats, I've heard over the past 3 or 4 years, I've got to get my kid out of this private school. They're teaching my 7-year-old boy that because he's white, he's, you know, a racist, he's part of the problem, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, and this is exactly what is happening. Now, the NEA is out with a statement, and they say they're going to fight for their teachers, and I welcome it. And this is one of the most important things to have happened in critical race theory in this debate, because now Randi Weingarten is out with a statement, and we'll get to that in just a second. She's going to lose that battle. This is why I'm happy, because now they've taken a stand. The parents are not going to lose this one.
I don't know if you've heard the same thing. I've heard the same thing. Mm-hmm. And again, it's anecdotal, but it sure does seem to match with more and more stories that are going out there. How do we sort through all of this and make sure that we don't throw out teaching about slavery and teaching about racism over the past 400 years, that we don't throw that out with a war against critical race theory?
All right, so he's trying to dance around the topics there. I think that if he was doing this with a guest on the right, he wouldn't dance around it so much. But here's the guy that he has on. This is a guy from Princeton University. He's a critical race supporter. His name is Eddie Gowdy, Jr., Princeton professor.
We're going to make mistakes. They're going to be extremes. They're going to be moments of overreach. I grant that. But part of what we have to do in this moment, Joe, and we've talked about this, is to confront the ugliness of who we are. And part of what I hear in these sorts of arguments is this sense in which that confrontation must be one where we're comfortable, where we feel good about right. who we are after we confront it. So in some ways, I get, I'm scooting up in my chair, Joe, because I'm getting upset.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Because we're seeing right now in real time a reassertion of the lie.
Nope.
The very thing that keeps us from becoming a different America, because we don't want to accept who we are.
Well, who are we? Someone needs to help me with who are we, with who we are. Well, Eddie Gowdy thinks we're a systemically racist country. Cori Bush thinks we're a racist country. Kamala Harris thinks we're a racist country. Most of the left think we're a racist country. So the way to fix that, according to Eddie Gowdy Jr. and some of these other guys, or Gowdy, whatever his name is to teach critical race theory. So Chris Rufo was on this show as well. I think I have one more cut from Joe, because Scarborough sort of pushed back a little.
I can believe in two Americas. I can believe that 1776 and 1619 can be merged together, that you can believe two things at once. I could disagree with critical race theory, but still believe what you and I have talked about, mm-hmm. that we have a long way to go to being a just country the way that the founding document said we were going to be.
And of course we have a long way to go. We have a long way to go. But that doesn't mean you teach kids that are my daughter's age or third, fourth, fifth, or even high school kids that we are an evil, systemically racist, oppressive nation. First of all, it's not true. Second of all, it's disgusting. So stop it. So, Chris, let me get to Randy Weingarten. So the NEA comes out and they lie about stuff.
Mark my words. Our union will defend any member who gets in trouble for teaching honest history. We have a legal defense fund ready to go, and we are preparing for litigation as we speak.
Okay, that is a stupid comment, Randy Weingarten. Nobody, it's not going to happen because nobody is telling you not to teach history. Not me, not Chris Rufo. Nobody is telling you that. What we're telling you is don't put these kids in a position where they have to admit that they're white and they're evil and they're bad just because they're white. This is what critical race theory is all about, no matter what you want to call it. They want to start talking about the exact, specific academic definitions. Let's call it intersectionality. Whatever you want to call it, it's wrong.
Critical race theory is not taught in elementary schools or middle schools or high schools.
So that's their background. That's what they say, because technically it's not CRT. It's intersectionality. It's all wrong. Chris Rufo knows it.
You'd be hard-pressed to find anyone in the country who doesn't believe that. I think that's obvious. But again, that's just the premise of critical race theory. The premise is that America has a history of racial injustice, racism, inequality, slavery, etc., which is absolutely incontrovertibly true. But the critical race theory's conclusion that we should abandon equal protection under the law, we should abandon free speech, we should abandon the system of capitalism, which I've documented and cited and sourced, whether Eddie likes it or not, is something that we should reject and something that we should not be promoting in schools. And the NEA says it in very plain language. They say we need to mm-hmm. reject the system of capitalism as a form of oppression. We need to even reject anthropocentrism, the idea that human beings are the most important thing in our lives.
It's crazy.
They've taken on all of the most radical hard left ideologies. Now they're institutionalizing them, promoting them in all 50 states. And I'm making an absolute good faith argument, good faith disagreement with my folks and counterparts on the left. But you have to wake up. This is not just conservatives and Republicans.
That is exactly right. And that's what Joe Scarborough said to the guy from Princeton. And this is why I'm so happy about Randy Weingarten taking this stand, because she's going to lose. Parents are on to them. They know what's going on. Let me give you another example of what's going on with critical race theory. Now, this is not in the schools, but this is exactly what's happening in training for teachers, training for people who are in administration. It is leaking into the education in the form of indoctrination. So Rufo's latest scoop was this. Raytheon, the nation's second largest defense contractor, has launched a critical race theory program. Here are the documents. Last summer, Raytheon CEO Greg Hayes launched the Stronger Together campaign, instructing employees on, quote, becoming an anti-racist. He signed a corporate diversity statement, asked all Raytheon employees to sign the pledge and check their own biases. Now, again, this is in private corporate America. They can do these things, right? But this is what's happening in government, which we've stopped or at least tried to stop, and it's happening in schools too. So Rufo tweets this. The program is centered on intersectionality, a core component of critical race theory that divides the world into competing identity groups with race, gender, religion, sexual orientation, and other categories. Raytheon asks white employees to deconstruct their identities and identify their privilege. The company argues that white, straight Christian men are at the top of the oppression hierarchy, and they must work on recognizing their privilege and step aside for minorities. Now, look, I've highlighted in the last 2 years, and Chris Rufo has highlighted so many of these things. It's unbelievable that so many people in corporate America got this woke without people paying attention. It's going to stop, though, especially in schools and government, because the parents have the ability to kill it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.